It's actually spring into summer. It feels warm. We're at Fringe Review's headquarters, Pavilion Gardens Cafe. And this is my first interview of Brighton Fringe 2019. And it's good because we're going to talk about some theatre. We're going to talk about a piece called A Steady Rain by Keith Huff, directed by Sean Lippitt-Fall. And I'm talking to both actors. They're going to introduce themselves. I'm joined by...
Hello, I'm Ben Pritchard and I play Joey.
And also...
And I'm Kulan Smith and I play Denny.
So, first of all, tell us about the play, how it got written, how you got involved in it.
Well, the play is by Keith Huff, as you said, who was a writer for Mad Men and House of Cards. It's that kind of style, so it's very gritty, pacey, kind of Chicago-based play, all about two cops who are best friends and kind of an incident that happens and how it affects their friendship. So it's more about their friendship and their families and the people around them than the fact they're actual policemen. We got involved because Sean Lippitt-Fall, the director he'd directed me in a number of things before, he was looking for two good actors to audition for it. He approached me and he...
Please tell me you found them.
Well, after a lot of other people, he got to us. No, I'm just kidding. He was looking for two good actors, and we do for now. So he said, was there anyone that I could think of who would be good to audition? And I know of Kulan from... We've both done a lot of things at the New Venture Theatre. So I suggested him, and he auditioned as well. And thankfully, we both got the parts. So, yeah.
So, a two-hander. Sounds intense.
It is very intense. I mean, as a piece, it's very fast paced. As Ben said, it's gritty. I mean, but it's also very funny. The both characters are very human, and as you're saying, as Ben was saying, it's about the friendship between, as opposed to not necessarily that they're cops. They're human. There's a lot to laugh at. There's a lot that will make you think, blimey, that was quite harsh. And it's really about getting to know the two of them, and whether you like them, whether you're not, is down to your preference. But it moves along at a fast pace, even though it is just a two-hander. I think, quite a moving piece, to be honest. I mean, I really like the character I'm playing, Denny. He's very flawed. He may be from a slightly different time of what he thinks a man should be, and Joey is moving on maybe towards the 21st century a bit faster than Denny is. But nonetheless, I'm very fond of the character, and I'm very fond of Joey as well.
How do you do Chicago?
Oh, a lot of YouTube and open A sound, so it's Chicago, and really sort of trying to get... It's quite guttural, it's in the back of the throat. They're blue collar guys. I hope that we get as close to Chicago accent as we can get, but I like to think, you know, at least if we're getting around the northeast, around the Great Lakes, that sort of area. And it's a city accent, it's a hard accent. And it works very well with the dialogue. The dialogue's pretty hard hitting at times as well, so the accent really accentuates that.
Yeah. And I guess that's part one of that question, but the bigger part too is, how do you do Chicago in terms of the writer, the place that this is set is in, the soul of a very different country, a very different place? How do you step into that space and that skin?
I think we did a lot of work with Sean, the director, and to sort of look at their backgrounds, their motivations and so on and so forth. And that's why last year, when we did it the first time in September at the Burgess Hill Theatre Club, we spent months and months of rehearsals, because it wasn't just obviously about learning the lines and so on and so forth. It was about really getting into their skins, because Joey, although he is very similar to me in a lot of ways, he is the more sort of up-to-date character than Denny. He is this sort of, I'd say, still very macho type. And it was just a case of looking at their relationships with each other and with the other characters, because the other characters, even though you never actually see anybody else, there's no other actors in this, you feel like they've been on stage, because we both become the other characters as well. So it's very much looked at their relationship with those characters and how it then affects each other. So yeah, it's been amazing to get into, because it's just been so different to, obviously, as you say, Brighton and everything here.
And I've heard someone say this, and I think I agree with this. I'd like to hear both your answers, because you might surprise each other, which is that to do this, to step into the skin of people that are very different from where you live and where you come from, sometimes different ages too, different stories, is you don't just research them, you have to research yourself.
Yes, you do. I mean, you know, you have with Denny, there are quite dark sides to him, and I suppose there are dark sides in everyone, and you do have to explore those and bring those up. It can be quite tiring sometimes after rehearsal, even after performance. It stays with you for a period of time. And, you know, if you're really feeling it, if you're really getting into the character, then it's a good thing. But it can be quite... It can take it out of you, definitely. Becoming this character who is really nothing like myself. But also the writing, the character development, what the writer's given us really helps as well. I know people always say that, but, and, you know, I hear other people sort of saying that. But the writing is fantastic. So it's all in there, and it really allows you to sort of get to grips with something and bring it out of your soul, the darkest depths of your stomach even.
Are you stomping around, you know, rooms with doors locked? You know, and we wouldn't want to see what you're up to.
Oh, I think there's lots of things that Denny you wouldn't want to see what he gets up to. Quite a few things, but he definitely stomps around, but more sort of out of the streets of Chicago.
Mm. Ben, you're looking well.
I'm looking well.
Yeah, so I mean, does this take its toll on you?
Well, I don't think anyone said I look well for what.
You do.
Thank you. It does take its toll on me because it is very hard-hitting, and the things that you have to relive, because you never really become immune to what happens in it. It is, as Kalan said, it's very, very hard-hitting, and the things that happen in it are not hopefully something I would never, ever see myself or whatever. But it does take its toll, especially when we do the ending. The ending is extremely poignant and heartbreaking. I won't obviously tell you what happens, I won't give it away. But it gets you every time, and I don't have to put on any tears. They are there, you know, it affects me. So
I've heard from Brighton, in terms of the new Venture Theatre, we've seen a lot of that work. And, you know, as a very historically kind of grounded theatre, in Brighton, people know who it is. It, you know, hits the heights so often in terms of quality, but it does have a friendly audience. You know, a lot of people join it and go and see the same stuff. How would this show be received with a completely strange audience? And also, you could be taking this on tour and people won't have seen it before. Is there a danger of being too used to your home crowd?
Well, we're not doing this play at the New Venture. Yeah. Myself and Ben have done a lot of work at the New Venture. That's how we know each other. But we're doing this at the Lantern Theatre. But
in terms of that background, the danger is you can be in your comfort zone, can't you?
Well, I think you've got to believe it's about the work. I've always thought it's about the work. The script is there. Myself and Ben put a lot of work into it. Sean put huge amounts of work into it. And I feel that you're sort of proud enough and confident enough with the piece to be able to take it anywhere, really. And I really do. I feel very strongly about it.
Let me test you on that. Chicago?
Chicago.
Come on, to an American audience. Would you go there?
Would I go to Chicago?
Yeah, do this play?
Yeah, I would love to take this to Chicago. And I think it was done on Broadway, originally off Broadway, by an English actor and an Australian actor. But yeah, I would take this to Chicago. I feel confident enough with that.
What are you two going to be doing 2 minutes before the audience sees you on stage?
Not only obviously checking we've got everything, because there was one time I went on without my sunglasses, but I think just you really get in the zone and you sort of, I know that sounds awful, that's a really cliche thing to do, but we really kind of bond with each other, because if we're not in tune with each other, it's just not going to work. We've had to become like brothers for this. You know, we know each other very well, so we have to sort of be there for each other, and we've had to be the whole way along. So I think it's been very much about being there for each other. We always check each other to make sure everything, you've got each other's stuff and costumes are tucked and blah, 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 to make sure you're there and you're there for each other. So if someone's line slips, you know, you're there. It doesn't matter. You know you can rely on the other person.
They've changed their wills and they're leaving everything to each other. Final question, in a way, is an invitation, and without the language of PR, because it doesn't need it. What would be your invitation for people to come and see A Steady Rain?
It's a lovely, beautiful, angry piece of work that just brings out, you know, so many parts of the human soul, and come and see it for that reason, I would say, just to come and see sort of how humans can be with each other, friendship and love and life.
The noise is growing in the weeks before Brighton Fringe here at Pavilion Gardens Cafe. Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.
Thank you.